Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. We're in the midst of spring, sun shining. You're going to get us all from couch to 5K. You want to talk about healthy options for people this morning, so I'll let you start. What do you suggest, please?
Well, I suppose we were going to talk about exercise, really, because you could spend forever talking about it. But certainly, exercise we know is good for all elements of our health, mental health. You know, it reduces high blood pressure, reduces your risk of developing heart disease. And indeed, if you do have established heart disease, it improves your heart's performance, also reduces the likelihood of your developing a stroke, reduces cholesterol, diabetes. Assist in management of weight and so on. So I suppose the important thing is just simply keep moving, keep active, and certainly people from the age of 18 to 65 should be doing about 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise in a week, and older people can aim to do half of that. But it's simple stuff, actually, like maybe taking the bicycle to work if that's feasible, or walking, climbing the stairs rather than taking a lift. All of these things do help. I suppose specific age groups have specific requirements. I mean, when it comes to children, by and large, under the age of 5, you really don't need to actively do a whole lot with them because they're on the go all of the time. But say between the age of 5 and say 18, kids need to be encouraged to get off the couch, really, and get away from the devices and so on. And that can be a challenge. And supporting the school in their endeavours, and the local, GAA soccer groups and so on, all need to be supported, really, in an attempt to get our teenagers active. Certainly, and when it comes to the older age groups, one of the particular activities that's been found to be particularly good in relation to mental health, memory, and so on, is dancing, actually.
Dancing?
Yes, indeed, yeah. There are certainly lots of groups around County Wexford, involved in that activity, and it's very good. And, of course, the socialisation element of it as well is helpful. But when you're dancing, your balance, structures are being exercised as well, and if you like, you avoid deconditioning. And by that, really, I mean sort of muscle mass loss, So if you're exercising and active, then, you maintain that. So
we'll all have to know, dancing with Declan. I met Declan at the Killag show, so dancing with Declan is highly recommended then, yeah?
Totally, absolutely, yeah.
Bill, diet to go hand in hand with this, and the munchies late at night, we all get them, don't we? I get them, and do you get them? The munchies are,
I do. but we all have to resist temptation, and I suppose in general terms, really, if we can try and keep our calorific intake earlier in the day, the better, because you really want to watch to rest your digestive system, really. I suppose if you're hitting the beds, really, you don't want to be getting reflux or heartburn, and certainly you don't want to have any abdominal discomfort, or to be aware of your digestive workings. Yep. So really, I suppose you should really be eating after about seven in the evening,
Right, easy to say, harder to do. I'm going to leave it there for the moment, Bill, but you have us up and running now, literally. You have given us some good dietary tips, so we'll park it there for the moment. The main thing is the evening's stretch, time to do the bit of exercise, isn't it?
Absolutely, get out there and enjoy the sunshine if you can. That'll help your vitamin D as well. And of course, another important element of exercise, particularly impact exercise, is reducing the risk of loss of bone density and osteoporosis. So that also helps too.
Right. Well, and if you see a certain doctor cycling from Kame, Kilmore Quay, and popping into Nicky Cullen for a good old fry up. That's our doctor, Bill. All right.
Don't run him off the road anyway.
Exactly. Have a good day, Bill. Thanks a million. Cheers.
Have the best, Alan. Take care. Mind yourself.
Good advice there from Dr. Bill.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.